If you are out for Halloween, you may have seen a Wonder Woman or two, maybe a few Batmans, proof that superheroes walk among us. But not just on Halloween. Across the country, anonymous do-gooders are putting on capes and masks and trying to give back to their communities. North Country Public Radio's Lauren Rosenthal has this story from upstate New York.
In the basement of a Methodist church in Canton, New York, the pointy ears on Potsdam Batman's head nearly touch the ceiling. Potsdam is a town about 10 miles away, and its Batman is about 7 feet tall, in black tactical boots, a heavy cape, and a mask. But I'm more focused on his voice.
You know, it's surprisingly not bad. I mean, if I'm using it for 5 or 6 hours straight, I'll get a little bit of soreness. That's it.
Batman isn't alone down here.
I'm Batgirl, Potsdam Batgirl.
There's also a fully corseted Wonder Woman, a newer superhero called Deadpool. And down the hall, a local charity is handing out backpacks full of school supplies to needy kids.
Some people want to have photo ops. Sometimes the children want to interact with us. We're just here to do whatever we can.
When they're not on superhero detail, all these people are just people. There are 11 in all. Some are retired. Some have kids. I know their real names, but the members asked me not to reveal who's actually behind the face paint and masks. The guy who plays Bane, a villain from the Batman franchise, points to a business card the Crusaders made themselves.
It says right on the card, we hide our faces to open our hearts.
To me, if you do something good for other people and you immediately take credit for it, that kind of nullifies it.
It's safe to say that without Batman, the North Country Crusaders wouldn't exist, and neither would a lot of the superhero collectives that have popped up in recent years. Batman has always been Bruce Wayne, a rich guy who hides his identity behind a bat suit to fight crime. But unlike the 60s TV show with its catchy theme song, the new Batman movies carry a really strong message.
It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
That idea is what motivated a bored college student in Petaluma, California, to dress up and become Petaluma Batman back in 2013. Here he is riding his scooter in a local TV story.
This caped character has been scooting through the streets of Petaluma on a mission.
There's this motto, a hero can be anyone, and it's kind of really taken a hold of in the newest Batman movies, and I thought, well, that's kind of neat.
Believe it or not, this guy spawned imitators in England, in Canada, and at least a dozen cities across the U.S., including Potsdam, New York.
It's not that Batman is necessarily my favorite fictional character ever, but he was just perfect as a vehicle for what I'm trying to do here.
Well, I knew him before I became Batman. You know, and you get to know somebody and you know that they're you know, not a crazy person.
That's Bob Porter. He's retired now, but he used to work at a craft supply store in Potsdam called Misty Hollow. He remembers when a young guy approached him a few years back and said he wanted to give Potsdam its very own Batman. Porter came around in a pretty big way.
We actually had the Batcave in the basement of the store. He had his makeup and everything. When he had an event, he would walk in the store, sneak into the downstairs into the Batcave, dress up as Batman, and come back out.
Potsdam Batman gave out candy at Halloween, volunteered at local libraries. He was at a charity function when he met another huge superhero fan.
He talked me into being Wonder Woman. So within a month...
I didn't have to talk you into anything.
I had had the cape and I had a little bit of a costume.
Yes, he says, I didn't know that we had a Batman. And I've got this Wonder Woman costume. I said, I didn't know we had a Wonder Woman. That's how much I had to talk you into it.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't take much.
The North Country Crusaders has grown from 2 heroes into nearly a dozen, and they've gotten a lot more polished, handing out business cards, starting a Facebook page. This summer, they performed for nearly 16,000 people at a minor league baseball game in Buffalo.
And we'll be here. We are.
We're always seeking new ways. Mm-hmm. You know, how can we volunteer? What can we do that uses, you know, our characters and connecting those characters to the faces out there? How can we reach people?
But Potsdam Batman says the group's bread and butter is always going to be showing up whenever they're called upon.
Hi, look at Spider-Man! Hi, Spider-Man!
back at Canton's Methodist Church, sisters Lily LaFave and Emma France mistake Deadpool for Spider-Man, and they totally freeze up when Wonder Woman tries to hand them free granola bars with their school supplies. Mom Kirsty Murphy says this isn't their first sighting.
We've seen them a few times around town. They're really great.
Yeah, we saw Batman and Batgirl and those other guys at, what's it called again?
Park.
The park.
Yeah, the one across from Heritage. Pretty bizarre, but it was cool.
In other words, if a kid wants to find a hero these days, they don't have to look all that hard. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Rosenthal in Canton, New York.